Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Glad you're with us. We're live from Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa and Moe's Original Barbecue. Pleased to be joined by Predators General Manager David Poile, who joins us from time to time during the season. David, how are you?
I'm good today. Looking forward to the big game tonight. See you
Dallas tonight.
Players in the lineup.
That's right. 7 o'clock, Bridgestone Arena against Dallas. What does Brian Boyle bring this roster immediately?
Lots of things. Lots of experience, playoff experience for sure. A PR guy found a stat yesterday. He's like the third most playoff games in the whole NHL in the last 5 years. Been to the Cup Finals a couple of times. So I think this time of year, that's a big plus getting your team. He's huge. You'd be the biggest player on our team at 6'6". Plays both the wing and center, plays both on the power play and penalty killing. On the power play, he has been the net front presence most of his career. I think we all know that our power play certainly could use a boost, and I'm really hoping that Brian can fit in there and help us in that area.
David, when you make a move, you're obviously doing it to better your team in every game. But when you make a move specifically like this, are you doing it in part because you know it's going to help you against Winnipeg? And is Boyle a player that can help you against a team like Winnipeg with their size and speed?
Well, you know, if you look back to a couple of years ago when we went to the Stanley Cup Finals, we had various and different players that didn't play in all the rounds. Cody McLeod, who we got back yesterday, played a big role in our minds in the Anaheim and St. Louis series, were quite physical, and he didn't play a game in the last two rounds. Vern Fiddler got a game-winning goal against St. Louis, but didn't play in every game. So, you know, I don't think you can just make your roster and point to one team. I mean, in our division, in our conference, I should say, I think playing the Calgary Flames, for example, that are actually ahead of Winnipeg, and you know, it looks like you're going to have to go through them to have any success to compete for Stanley Cup this year, I feel is a very physical hockey club. So, yes, to answer your question directly, I think that the moves with McLeod and Boyle will certainly be pluses when we play a team like Winnipeg, but I think a team like Calgary, it could be every bit as important. So, for sure, I think that Brian Boyle is going to be in our lineup every game. I think with Cody McLeod, as we've seen in the past and how he's been used in the last couple of years, he's not an everyday player, but he could come in handy on the right team and the right matchups.
How many phone calls from your colleagues right now start with, "I really like Tolvanen," and what's your response to that?
There's been a few calls that we've had for some of our younger prospects. I'm not going to deny that, and Tolvanen's name has come up. The second part of this, which is the most important part, is I don't think these big deals are going to happen right away. I might have to eat my words on that, but the standings are so close. For example, you've got in our division, you've got St. Louis that a month ago was, I think, 10 or 12 points out. Now we play them twice this weekend. I mean, they could be back in the playoffs with a good week. So I think they're gone from exclusively from being a seller to maybe for sure not being a seller, but maybe even being a buyer. You got the Chicago Blackhawks that are playing the best that they've played all year, and they've put themselves back in the playoff race. Colorado was sound, you know, clearly in the playoffs, and now they've fallen out a couple of points. So that's just some examples. I think everybody's in a wait and see mode. I just read online where Carolina, who was dangling a player by the name of Berlin today, said that they may not trade him now because they might use him as their own rental, even though he's not signed. So, you know, I'd have to say we're sort of day to day here with everybody in terms of these trades, and if nothing clears up in terms of these playoff races, some of these so-called sellers might indeed be just keeping their own players.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, though, that he could be a chip here?
Nothing's out of the realm of possibilities. I mean, it's a little bit of an arms race, these last couple of weeks before the trade deadline, and I don't want to say I would, react to what another team does. I mean, first and foremost, you got to take care of your own team, but I'm not saying no to anything right now. I like our team. I like our depth by the two acquisitions yesterday. I like the fact that we're getting healthy, and I believe Kyle Turris is going to play tonight. And, he could be the key to a lot of the of our success this year in terms of getting everybody in the right place and getting the line set up correctly, since they haven't really been in the right spot for a long, long time. So I'm making calls, I'm receiving calls, and I'm just looking for an opportunity to improve our team. If that comes our way between now and February 25th, I'm all in.
David Poile, our guest. David, do you feel like the veteran presence of Fisher and Hartnell has been missed, and does Boyle replace part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I referred to that yesterday when we had a press conference on the acquisitions, and there's no question that Scott Hartnell and Mike Fisher, two names that just jump out there, were huge leadership guys and on our team, and I think we miss them a lot. I mean, hockey is such a great team game, and you just need all sorts of different characteristics, both on and off the ice, for your players to have that confidence, feel comfortable. And yes, we miss those guys. And I know Brian Boyle a little bit, and I know Mac real well. I think those two guys are really going to provide a big difference in our room and take the confidence level up on our team and the leadership up on our team to another notch.
Will both guys get a chance to play tonight?
I believe they will. I'm going to go down right after this call to just finish in the morning skate and make sure everybody's good and see where we are. But I think there's a good chance they'll both play tonight.
You just talked about their leadership capabilities. What's reasonable to expect for guys with Cody McLeod? He's walking back into a locker room. But for a guy like Boyle stepping into a locker room for the first time, what's your reasonable expectation in terms of him being a good presence for that locker room and eventually moving into a leadership role?
Well, I was down there early this morning, and I saw Cody, and it's almost like he's never left. He's one of the most popular guys that we've ever had on our team, within our room. So that's totally seamless, and that's a real positive move. Brian Boyle, and my conversations with him last night and this morning, I mean, I you guys should come and meet this guy. Very true professional, carries himself really well. He's also, when we talk about experience, he's also had the experience, fortunately or unfortunately, of being traded a number of times and coming into these situations before. So I really, really believe that he will be a positive influence. I don't think he's a wait and see guy and just sit quietly there. I think he's I'd like to say very professional, and maybe not the loudest voice, but very professional voice, a guy that will have a very positive effect on our team right away.
Predators general manager David Poile, our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Laviolette said that there is consultation between you and him when a trade like this is made, and that's not always the case between head coach and GM. Can you take us behind the scenes on the type of consultation you have with Lavi as to how Boyle would be utilized if you made this trade prior to actually making the deal yesterday?
Well, my style has always been to be inclusive of all of our people. I mean, our hockey ops departments, obviously, first and foremost, our scouts that have been watching these guys for years, and specifically this year in terms of how the player is playing and where they would fit in. And, they know our team well, so I go to all of these resources to get their opinions. And then from a coaching standpoint, I want to have a relationship that Peter and I are moving in the same direction, have the same beliefs. I mean, I certainly, today is a feel-good day in terms of going down there and talking to our players and talking to our coaches, because we are on the same page, and we do believe that the things that I've just told you with Mac or with Brian Boyle, the characteristics and what they can bring to our team, are shared by me and shared by the coaches. And if I had a way to operate, that's the way I would like to operate. It seems to me it works the best. I really do not want to ever force a player on a coach. I'd hope that we could see eye to eye and make sense. So the answer is absolutely, I consult Peter.
David, based on your answer you gave at the media gathering yesterday, it feels like your frustration with Fiala is growing. Is that fair to assume?
No, I had low energy yesterday after being up late. So, to say it with maybe a different way is that he's a young player, and I can give you 25 names probably off the top of my head of younger players that have sort of come through the process that Kevin Fiala is going. Some have turned out to be really good and even stars, and some haven't turned out. Kevin's got as much talent as anybody we have on our team. His inconsistencies, I think, totally are related to his own frustrations to be more successful on a daily basis than he is now. So you can say that's a little bit of maturity. We've talked to Kevin about that. I just hope that he gets it in this last 25 games and in the playoffs this year, because we really need that secondary scoring. I'm confident of our first line with Joey, Harvey, and Forsberg. And again, getting Turris back into the lineup as soon as tonight will go a long way to seeing if we have that secondary scoring. And Kevin's got to provide more of that. So it's I know it's a process, but we need him now, and he has the talent to do it. So I'm not frustrated with him. I wish he wasn't frustrated with himself. I just need him to bear down on a more consistent basis. When he gets his swagger, he really gets it going, and we saw that a lot last year. This year, not as much, but it's there.
I guess maybe what he shows you in the next little bit might play into this answer. You addressed the size and physicality stuff with the deals yesterday. You feel like what may be to come still for you falls in that department, or you feel the need to add skill and offense, or does the return of Turris cover that? If you had to lean one way or the other in what you think might still happen, which do you think it would be?
I would say if we could improve ourselves and a deal made sense, it would be to get a more offensive player. So, it starts with Turris tonight getting in the lineup. It certainly is with Kevin Fiala being more consistent and scoring like he did last year. So, if those guys can do it, we're probably not making any more moves.
David, thank you for the time, and we look forward to being in Bridgestone Arena tonight for the game.
See you guys tonight.
Okay, thank you.